Log Talk Radio.
Pamela?
Here? Yes, hi.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I'm late, so I apologize about that.
No problem.
I have to have you on the show. Thank you for taking time out to come on. I know you have a few more minutes left with you, so I apologize about that. It's my fault. But nevertheless, let's talk about your book that you have out. Let's talk about the book.
Okay. It's called Buying Time. It's a legal thriller. It's my fourth novel, and it's about a disbarred lawyer who finds himself on hard times, and he ends up into an insurance fraud type of arrangement, and a lot of bad things happen, and a lot of interesting characters, and a lot of twists and turns, to say the least.
Okay. Now, what made you want to write this book?
You know, I started writing several years ago. I'm a lawyer, and I never saw legal thrillers where the attorneys were either African American or women of color, or people of color, or women. And enjoying reading legal thrillers, but never seeing anyone in the books who looked like me. And one day, just started to sit down and started to write, and discovered my passion.
Mm-hmm. Now, what area of law you practice?
I'm an employment attorney. I'm a management side employment attorney. I work for a large corporation in Southern California. And before that, I spent several years with a large corporate law firm in downtown L.A.
Okay. Now, besides this book, what was the previous? What were your previous books about?
My first novel was Every Reasonable Doubt, and that was in 2006. The second one was Infirm Pursuit in 2007. The third one was Murder on the Down Low, which was released in late 2009 and late 2008, and then the most recent release came out November 1st, Buying Time.
Mm-hmm. Now, overall, what made you want to become an author? I mean, you know, you've written four books so far. Congratulations on that, first of all. And, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You weren't done.
No, I just want to congratulate you. You have four books out, so you know, congratulations on getting to that particular point. As career as an author, but what made you want to say, oh, I want to write a book, I want to become an author?
Really just a frustration of not seeing the characters that I wanted to see and not seeing my story represented in legal fiction. I mean, I love mysteries, I love legal thrillers, and I just never saw characters who looked like me. And I said one day, you know what, I'm going to write my own book, and I'll write the characters that I want to see. And that's what prompted me to get up early one morning to do it. And I've managed to create a book a year for the past 4 years still while practicing law. It's been quite a challenge, but I love every minute of it. Definitely discovered my passion.
Now, as an author, and you four books again, what type of message do you want to bring to your audience and your readers, you know, when they go pick up this book?
You know, there are a lot of messages that I want to communicate, and I hope that I do it without hitting people over the head. In this book, there's a storyline that deals with domestic violence, and I think there's a perception among people who believe that, you know, either you're poor or you're a person of color, but that people who are high wage earners and professional are not victims of domestic violence, and that's not exactly true. And so there's a storyline that deals with domestic violence. In Murder on the Down Low, for instance, which deals with the mysterious murders of several African-American men in L.A., and it turns out they all share a dirty little secret, but I also communicated a very serious message about HIV and AIDS, particularly how it's impacting African-American women. And, you know, there's always something I try to educate people about when I'm writing. In my second book, Infirm Pursuit, it deals with sexual harassment. And I actually take the time to define the legal definition of sexual harassment, which I think a lot of people don't understand. And just really just communicate something. I hope you enjoy my books, but I also hope that you come away with it learning something new.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also tell them where they can go pick up the copy of this book.
The books are available everywhere books are sold. You can read an excerpt at my website at www.PamelaSamuelsYoung.com. That's PamelaSamuels, and Young, Y-O-G, YOUNG.com. You can read the first three chapters of all four of my books online.
Okay, interesting. And also, I mean, if it's okay, if they want to be an employment attorney, I'll tell them where they can find you at about that.
I don't practice. I work for a corporation, so I do not practice for individuals, unfortunately.
Now, besides this book, as an author, are you planning? What are your other plans? You got any other things that you're working on?
I'm working on a book for next year already. I mean, as soon as I finish one, I start writing another one. So, it's a book called Attorney-Client Privilege, and it's about a gender discrimination lawsuit against a major corporation. So it's always going to be a legal thriller unless I come up. You know, that's my goal right now. I think the law provides such great backdrop for mysteries and legal thrillers, and that's what I plan to keep writing.
Any one of your books turning into a movie or something of that nature?
Not yet, but I have had a couple people express interest. I have my fingers crossed, and some hopefully negotiations will be underway pretty soon.
Okay. I'm not going to keep you before you long, Pamela, but I thank you so much for holding on with me and taking time to do this interview.
Thank you.
I appreciate you so much. And also, let the listeners know one more time where you can get this book out and tell them, make sure they go pick up a copy, because I'm pretty sure it's a great, great book and it's something, that they can use, in life.
Buying Time is available everywhere books are sold, and if it's not on your shelf when you come in, you can ask them to order it. Definitely available on Amazon.com, and again, you can read an excerpt at www.PamelaSamuelsYoung.com. And also, I want to say I do lots of book club meetings. So if anybody out there has a book club, I do them by speakerphone, in person, and even via webcam. So I've done over 100 book club meetings in the past couple of years, so would love to do more.
If I could just squeeze this in right quick, is there any authors such as the Terry McMillan's or Joan Collins, are they any inspirations to you?
Definitely. I love Terry McMillan's book, and people have described me as a cross between Terry McMillan and John Grisham, which I love. I also love Walter Mosley. There's a Mississippi writer by the name of Greg Iles that I love. I love James Patterson. I grew up reading the classics and, Baldwin and Richard Wright and all those others, but I'm an avid reader, so it's kind of cool now to finally be a writer.
Well, Ms. Young, congratulations on everything. Congratulations on everything. Much continued success with your books. And please, 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 don't let this be your last visit. Please feel free to come back by the show anytime as you see fit, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Gentlemen, shout out to Ms. Young, Pamela Young. Make sure you go pick up a copy of her book. It's in stores now and online. Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. And I'll be right back. Here is Marcus Houston.
Yeah. You're my everything. I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. Wish I was your kind of guy. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim, wanted to spend your time with.
Baby, your love,
check it. Got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this,
and baby, your love.
Imagine what it looks like in the mirror, girl. I'm so glad that I got you. I'm so glad that you was with me. In your eyes, it was gonna be you and I. Fate brought you into my life, and so come into my world. Wanna be your boy? I want you to be my girl, the one that I love. I put above everything. Yeah, got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings. Got me, 'cause you're the only one that makes me feel this way. Got me feeling like I'm
phone got me singing like na 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 every day, like my iPod stuck on replay.
Charlie's like a melody in my head that I can't keep on, got me singing like na 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 every day, like my iPod stuck on replay. Remember the first time we met, you was at the mall with your friends. I was scared to approach ya, but then you came closer, hoping you would give me a chance.
Try to take control. you to lose all thought, spend some time, and have a change of mind. Take it the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time loser. See, I try to hold on, my faith is gone. It's just another sad song, but I think I better say, let it go. Let it go.
Snoop Dogg dropped out. Hey, you know I'm looking for a five-star bitch, I'll be bummed. I'm telling my whole guy be looking like he just stepped out of another city. I'm telling this hoe gonna be something serious. Nigga, I do grade A shit. I'ma keep it 100. I want a five-star bitch. Talking mouth gang ears, they can rap that bitch. Shout it, walk like she talk like she know the shit is shit. You live with your mama, but she moved up out the hood. Couple years on your own, and you still doing good. You ain't fighting in the club, you ain't on that stupid shit. And what, he got money, you ain't on that groupie shit. You see your money make it cool, got your swag gang together. Gucci this, Louis that, you got your bad gang together. Got a mean pump game and a six-shoe fetish. Say you left your leg, nigga, cause his head was too petty.
Just a five-star bitch, just a five-star bitch.
Number in your phone. If you never left the city, never been a crowd of Memphis, I can be your thug genie, give you three little wishes. She a stone cold freak, she can get a nigga right. She can cook, she can clean, how to treat a nigga right. Then a five-star bitch, red bone so thick, long hair, don't care, dairy on now. Bitch, go to church every Sunday, she a teacher at the school. You did it big last night, I had her drunker than a fool. She said she had to call me and she couldn't even go to work.
again, sorta like we used to do. Cause
Think about it, girl.